Why, hello, boys and girls. This is Kyle Worsham, and I am ready for tonight's episode of Triggering Transparency. As I stand out here, staring into infinity, sending you heart transmissions all over the world. My awareness is focused on Venus at the moment. I come out here nearly every night, and I'm gonna miss this place. We will be moving not too far away, but a little better scenery. But yeah, the stars are really bright out here. And every night since my awakening happened in January of 2017, I come out here and I started noticing what looked like stars, but they were moving. Like they're very distant, farther away than an airplane. And I've heard some people say, well, it's satellites and or drones you're seeing, Kyle. But this is not the case, my friends. I've done some research into these and orbs, so to speak, for lack of a better term, because that's what they are. They are orbs of light. The flight pattern is unlike anything that's physical, that we physically know as tangible. Zigzaggy, and so to speak, blinking, and even flashing. For instance, me down on the ground. Is this a part of our death process? These same orbs have been reported as far back as the NASA space missions and Buzz Aldrin days. They left this out of the record, but whenever they were on the rover on the moon, they were reported being chased by a ball of light. And back to NASA and the space telescopes, all that, we've got caught glimpses of them around the sun, congregating around the sun, these orbs of light, around the moon even. And then around the sun, what is interesting to mention here is a larger one comes to pick them up. And as it comes to, you know, and they leave with it, before it goes, it opens up. And it has like a tube coming out, almost like a mosquito's, you know, when they suck your blood. But it's sucking something out of the sun, like an energy. You know, these same orbs as well have been seen around Saturn, but this time around Saturn's rings, but not sucking this time. This time they are excreting like on Saturn's rings. Maybe they are making the rings itself. But I see these orbs outside of my house all the time, and I've come to find that I can communicate with them. We can communicate with them, and they've been reported even like as people take pictures of them, people have seen faces in them. And it reminds me much like the face I saw in the orb in the afterlife or before this life, in the intermission state, if you will, between incarnations. And I've been sending them love, heart transmissions, and I hear things back. And I've been telling them, come to me. And I'll give you, for instance, this one was going right overhead, right over the tree line over my house. And I said, come to me. And it was moving in motion. It stops and starts to drop out of the sky. Hangs out right over the trees, right over my head. Helicopters came and it went away. But how much doubt does it, like, is even rational at this point. You know what I mean? That doubt's out the window. Like, a lot of people can write off freaky things they see because we almost all have a ghost story. But a lot of people try to rationalize it and write it off like, oh, as a what the F word. Let's say it. Fuck, right? Fuck! What the fuck? What the fuck just happened? You just saw something and we just write it off as nothing? It's time to quit this doubt, this cycle of doubt, and trusting in the sheer reality of it. And a lot of it is, it seems not rational, so we don't talk about it. We write it off. We go about our day in living in Signville and Marketville. We don't see the magic that's beyond it, that it truly is. And that is the illusion. Do you know Matrix, my friends, means the womb? In all actuality, that means the womb. What's to be birthed out of it? You know, we hear all these parables about children and stuff, and in a way it kind of is. But yeah, getting past that doubt. Becoming a part of that magic that is here. And really, it's not even so much a change of sorts, it's getting back to roots. This is this is about letting go of all that. I'm realizing that we didn't have to search outside of ourselves to find ourselves. Oh, and there is a magic to it. I believe that wholeheartedly now. Back to the orbs congregating around the sun. Now, and when they're done and they leave, right? They've been seen going into the sun, but not coming out the other side. So this is as ancient, you know, text has taught us for a long time, that, and science just now catches up. See, we doubt things because we're still under that mindset that seeing is believing, that touching, tangibility is all believing. But there's this whole thing that we know now, but it's not common knowledge about the light spectrum and how we only see 1% of this light spectrum. So it is as it was said thousands of years ago. There are worlds happening around us, and the science is just now catching up. Maybe it's not promoted as much, this knowledge, because people are prideful. We're so great and all this, yeah, and we don't want to admit when we were wrong so much. But these are the facts, ladies and gentlemen. There are worlds happening around us, and we have the tools, the ability to tap in. It is, I believe, as they said thousands of years ago. I actually know at this point. The sun is a gateway, a portal. In the Nag Hammadi, the lost texts of the early, predating the Christian church, this is the stuff that was banned. Jesus even states in this that the sun is not here for, somebody was exclaiming, oh, why, that we're so grateful for this gift, this light that rises in the day and then, you know, falls and then it rises again. We're so grateful. And he's telling them not to be a fool, in so many words. This light is not here for you to be content with this place. This is there for you to have something to ascend to pass through. They call it the purifier in a lot of native cultures. The great purifier will come and all this, referring to Samvartaka fire, the solar flash. It was common knowledge for so many cycles of the earth that every so many thousands of years, 25,000 years, this happens. The sun lets off this great solar flash. They called it the purifier. And in order to purify, or in order to pass through the purifier, I mean, think about it. You can't be physical, so it breaks you down to the purest part of yourself, that orb, that soul. And that's what's passing through the sun. It all ties together. And they say that those who haven't let go of the physical form will feel all the effects of the fire. All of the effects of it. Okay? Because they will still be thinking they are in the physical. And the whole thing is, it's not that they are even powerless. They are powerless in their ignorance, but that they do not know what they are. But it's as, you know, even Jesus said, as one thinks, so shall they be. We are powerful beings of manifestation. We are manifestual beings by nature. And as we tell ourselves we are something, you see what I'm getting at here? So shall it be, and they will feel it all. But those who know, if you understand, who know truth and not subjective truth, not truth meant for interpretation, not a personal truth. Truth is truth and is not meant for subjugation. They will not feel like they are wailing and burning. They will feel as though they are passing through warm milk. That's what it said. Warm milk. Ever since my awakening, I've been able to stare at the sun without problem. I mean, yeah, it's still bright and all, but before I couldn't even fathom. I couldn't even bring myself to start looking at it. And I'm staring at it for long periods of time. In all actuality, I think I should be blind by now from what I've been told. But then I go back to, and I'm hit with the physical clarity later. Spiritually first, then physical if you're open. And it says, just as it happens, they will see signs in the sun. I see them in the sun. Mandalas. I'll have to go into another video about that later, but in these trances, I start to see them. And what I believe are messages encoded from them. Connections, if you will. You know, friends, the cells in our body resonate with our environments here on Gaia. They resonate with the earth itself as a living entity. We are connected in that sense. And this goes back to the water test. You tell water you love it, you know, so on and so forth, a week or two. You look at it under a microscope, it looks beautiful like crystals. Vice versa, you tell it you hate it. And distorted frequencies, so on and so forth. Play it, yell at it, shout at it, you know. Just bring tension around the water and look at it same amount of time, week or two. It looks damaged and discolored. So a great percentage of your body is water. So this brings a lot of clarity. This should give you a lot of clarity right now as to some instances in your life where maybe you had depression come on. This is why bad jujus, you know, it tends to stick around. And we are unaware, but we are absorbing. We absorb those, you know, I myself grew up in a very tense household, you know, and we absorb all this stuff. Can you see how this can invite the sickness in, the darkness in? I think you can. And, yeah, man, divine purpose is always 20/20 in hindsight. It truly is. I got a little sidetracked, but I would like to announce the new schedule before I leave this podcast tonight. The new schedule will be every Tuesday, let's say 9:30 p.m. Central Standard Time here in the U.S. And we'll be podcasting for at least 30 minutes to an hour, and we're going to go from there. Going to get a little more steady schedule here, and I hope to see you there. This has been Triggering Transparency. Remember to let go, and remember just how powerful you are. One love.